The event was witnessed by dignitaries from the government, UN partners, the international community, including the US ambassador to South Sudan, and the civil society. After laying down the arms and putting off military uniforms, it was a moment for some of the children to express the anxiety they went through in the bush. A 14-year-old girl and 13-year-old boy had this to say to the press.
We were arrested and taken to Birisi. The work we were doing there is to cook, fetch water, wash clothes, while they were going to loot things and bring to us.
When we were arrested, we were playing football, and then those with whom we were playing football all ran away. They told me if I ran, they will kill me. I stopped and they took us there, and then they came and arrested somebody in the town, and they chopped his toes and removed his liver before us.
The process of the release was coordinated by the South Sudan DDR Commission and spearheaded by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF. Peter Garangor, the National DDR Commission representative at the occasion, commended the concerted efforts exerted to release over 900 children associated with armed groups in three different badges.
596 were demobilized between February and April this year. Today, the third release on this particular occasion, we are talking of 128 children, of which 120 are from the former South Sudan National Liberation Movement and 8 from the SPLA-IO. By gender, 90 boys and 38 girls. I am happy to report to you that in total, 927 children were verified and registered from the two former armed opposition.
Speaking on behalf of UNICEF country representative, Yahya Balima said the passing of the civil registration law is paramount to prevent recruitment of children into armed groups. He said children should be free of anguish and insecurity.
We hope these releases continue for as long as it takes until all children serving in armed groups in the country are released and are free to live their lives. Every childhood should be filled with freedom, education, friendship, play, not anguish, insecurity, and violence. We welcome passing of the civil registration law, which will help prevent future recruitment of children to armed groups.
The United Nations mission in South Sudan and other partners played a big role in releasing the children. Christopher Murenga, the UNMISS head of field office in Western Equatoria, reiterated the commitment of UNMISS in safeguarding and protecting the children. Meanwhile, Alfred Orono Orono, the child protection officer for UNMISS, described the release as preserving the future of the country. He said it is important to eradicate the menace in the society.
So it's incumbent upon all of us to work together to ensure that children are not used as soldiers and their future is preserved. What we are doing here is preserving the future of South Sudan as a country. The release today is a message that really the issue of child soldiers exists, and we have to work closely together to eradicate that menace in our society.
Major General Chaplain Kemis Edward, an SPLA child protection officer, described the release of the children from the armed groups as an indication of respect to the rights of children.
It is actually very important because we are fulfilling our own laws and the international laws. South Sudan is part of the international laws. That's why we need to observe the right of children in South Sudan. By removing any child who had gone to any forces, or let me say groups or other forces, to be taken out, so that we indicate that we are really a part of international community and we are respecting the right of children in South Sudan.
The occasion was presided over by the acting governor of Budwe State, Grace Detiro. She said more efforts are needed to support the children and send them to school. For Radio Miraya, I am Felix Francis Keche reporting in Yambio.